1, 2, 3,
I wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock. They say there may be rain, but the sun is hot. I wish I had some time just to kill today. I had a dime for every bill I got to pay. Some days you lose, you win, and the water's as high as the time to win. So I jump back into where I learned to swim. Try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why here I am, just waiting for this storm to pass me by.
Sound of Sunshine by Michael Franti, a reggae, hip-hop, soul, and funk artist who is a humanitarian, philanthropist, and incredibly inspiring force for hope, peace, and positive social change. I was honored to speak with Michael backstage at Salmon Arms Roots and Blues Festival.
Thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Did you grow up in a very musical family?
It was a really musical family. My mom played organ in the church. I had a brother who played piano and trumpet and guitar and harmonica. Another brother played saxophone. One sister played violin. Another sister played viola. And I played basketball. I was like the one kid, and I was the tallest kid in the choir. My mom was the choir leader, so we had to be in the choir, which I hated. But I was the tallest kid, so I could stand in the back, which enabled me to just mouth the words and not really go be noticed, and which is it's a good practice for being a pop star, to learn how to lip sync early in life. But I always loved music. I remember singing in church and being surrounded by voices and hearing harmonies of people singing around me and stuff. And And so music was a big part of my life when I was a kid. My father was an alcoholic, and so they didn't know, it was not a lot of, you know, always super fun happening in the house, especially in the evenings when he was drinking. So I would seclude to my room and I would listen to music, and music would take me to, you know, the corners of the earth. I'd listen to the college radio station in my town. So 1 hour would be African music, the next hour would be reggae, the next hour would be hip hop, and then it'd be punk rock and Celtic music. There was all kinds of music. So that was my escape.
You started out doing a lot of spoken word. Mm-hmm. Do you find that when you're songwriting, you tend to start with lyrics still, or is it more often with the melody and proceed from there?
It's never the same way twice. Like, I wish I had a method that was like the Fronty method of writing a song, guaranteed hit 100% of the time, you know, but it's not. And sometimes it comes from the melody. Usually now, because I started playing guitar, it comes from the melody. But when I was first starting, it would just come from the words first. But I do always try to write the hook of the song first, because there has to be something memorable that someone can sing along to that has meaning to it and is catchy. And if I start writing verses, and then you get up to where the hook of the song should be, and you don't have anything, and you're stuck. So I figure it's easy to go the other way around. And I write like the same way someone would write an essay. The hook of the song is like the thesis of the essay. What is the main point that I'm trying to make here? And then the verses are substantiating that point. And then the bridge of the song sort of gives it like a resolve, you know, like an answer to the issue, basically. And I always write on the acoustic guitar. Everything that I play has to work with just the acoustic guitar and the voice. If it doesn't, I don't ever record it with the band. And that's kind of like the test of whether it can, if you can stand on a street corner and sing it and people will come and listen and cheer for you at the end, then and then, you know, you've got a good song.
Have you ever had a song come to you so easily that it almost felt like it was a gift that dropped into your lap?
Yeah, I've had that, like the song Say Hey I Love You, which is one of our biggest hit songs. It was like that. It came very quickly. I was in Woody Harrelson's shower, actually. he left me his house. He said, you can come write. He's like, Michael, you can come to my house and write songs. And he's like, it's a very creative place, bro. And I was like, oh, that sounds good. And so I went in his shower and the words all came. And I wrote them on the steam in the glass in the shower. And I took a picture of it when I was out. And then Woody calls me, and I'm sitting on his toilet. And he's like, Michael, how's the songwriting? I was like, bro, can you call back? I'm on your toilet. And he's like, no, I just want to know how's the songwriting going. I said, Woody, I think I wrote a hit song in your bathroom. And Woody says, is it a number one or a number two? So that was our first song ever that went. It sold 2 million downloads. And Woody was like, you owe me a double platinum toilet seat, bro.
Did you ever pay up?
Not yet.
Come down, selector.
Home, moving with you, dancing in and out of in the middle of June. My mama told luck I had was you. I said, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. Best luck I had was you, and I know one thing, that I love you. I say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back, come around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. I say, hey.